Okay? You must live in the heart of the paradox. And that's the goal you want. Here's the heart of the paradox. To be absolutely in love with someone and know full well, I need to love this person enough not to need that person. And what I mean by that is not to develop the insecurities around. And that's very paradoxical because at the physical level, it doesn't make sense. But this is what it means. I need to love that person enough to answer that person honestly if he or she asks me a deeply spiritual question. If my mate comes to me and says, is it time for me to explore this psychologically? I would love to pursue this. Do I love that person enough to help liberate his or her creativity? That's what it means to love somebody enough to be incredibly intimate, but incredibly impersonal, so that you can look at their contracts in life and recognize, I'm also here for those reasons. And I have made high voltage cosmic promises to you. And I need to be able to serve those as well as maintain our intimate life. So you live in the paradox of the impersonal contractual idea and the intimacy of your personal bonds together, which might include family, children, who knows, work. This, strive always for the paradox. And when you find yourself asking, am I answering from a needy place? Is this a needy place? Now, just for a second, I want to walk you to the side in the archetypal world, which is to say to you, you will get very needy because relationships make you needy. And that's when you start getting frightened. Fear brings out the worst in you. Fear brings out the fraud in you. And it makes you sabotage your own self, and it makes you sabotage the world around you. And if you're listening to a series like this, it's too late to say, I'm frightened, I didn't know better. Fear is no excuse. I got to tell you something. You're past the stage of your, quote, spiritual enlightenment, where you can use fear as an excuse. Now, if you do it, you have to own, I am choosing to use my fear as an excuse because I know better. I know better. So, returning to what it takes for a relationship, you will be very terrified to get to that point of balance where you think, all right, I've got to work in the center, which is to be very close and build my life with you while reminding myself that I've got to love you enough not to need you. Don't define need by a pedestrian way. You mean need in terms of my life is still and always will be my primary responsibility. My primary responsibility is to my spiritual growth. And everything around me serves that. And you've got to understand that, not from an ego, self-centered, narcissistic way, but from a recognition that here's what's true. If the universe wants me X, Y, Z, here, there, and otherwise, it doesn't matter what's going on in my life. My life will be changed to accommodate what the universe wants. And it's as simple as that. And I cannot say that and limit the arenas in which that is true. I cannot say that only applies to my career because that's where I'm comfortable with that law. It applies everywhere. If the universe wants me with these people or that person, I'll be there. And if doesn't, end of story. And it's that truth under which you put, I am guided by a higher spiritual path, whether or not I like to think about it on Saturday afternoon. Doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, that's what's truth. And you keep that in your sights. And you remind yourself of part two, which is, so long as we're supposed to be together, that's the contract. I'm going to give this the highest cosmic relationship bond I can give it while being fully involved in the intimate end of this relationship, whether it's mother and child or however you define intimate at that level. Does that make sense? Can you see the paradox? But you strive for the paradox because that's the healthy place. Now let's look at self-esteem and opportunity potential. And on this side, we're going to add a little bit of finance because they tend to kind of walk together. And the thing about opportunity is when you think about this, your life has opportunity every day. That's a sweet sentence, but you know what? It's really totally true. Like anything else, the opportunities of heaven come carefully, quietly, disguised. You cannot imagine, and I'm going to plant a thought that you won't be able to get out of your head now forever, evermore, and that's that every now and again, the questions that come through another person to you in the most casual ways are actually being asked through that person on behalf of higher energies. I want you to hear through that now and to listen symbolically so that if someone says to you, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to take that job? Or what are you going to do? Are you actually going to let him or let her know what's going on in your life? Or what are you going to do? Are you actually going to follow through with your desire to this? From now on, every now and again, when you hear that, I want you to bing, pause, and think, who's asking me that question? Who's really asking me that question? Am I looking in the face of an opportunity that the gods are sending me? Or is this just a casual conversation at a hot dog stand on the corner of State and Lake? What's really going on here? Well, now I got you, because you'll never know, will you? And for your own sake, I would suggest you consider it an opportunity. But now observe yourself in these opportunities. And what you observe is, how do I interpret a question? How do I interpret my response? Let's add intuition here. I've mentioned to you many, many times that your ability to hear your intuition